Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management. And today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of November 2025 and our current outlook. The reopening of the U.S. government after a record 43-day shutdown did not spur equity markets, which remained volatile in November. Technology stocks, key drivers of year-to-date gains, experienced a notable pullback stemming from concerns surrounding the valuation of AI-related stocks. Technology giant NVIDIA reported strong earnings and provided an outlook that exceeded analyst estimates. However, investor sentiment remained cautious, and NVIDIA's stock price declined nearly 13% in November. While technology stocks declined, more defensive equity market sectors such as healthcare and consumer staples, generated positive performance. Ultimately, the S&P 500 index finished November little changed. In fixed income markets, treasury yields declined and credit spreads slightly widened. Oil prices fell due to increased supply and softer demand. Gold edged higher, but stayed below its October peak. Cryptocurrencies were highly volatile. Bitcoin declined nearly 17% in November and wiped out its year-to-date gains. The September employment situation report, released after the government reopened, showed an increase of 119,000 jobs, indicating resilience in the closely monitored labor market. However, private sector data pointed to slower job growth and rising layoffs. These mixed labor signals, combined with persistent inflation, complicate the Federal Reserve's policy outlook. Market expectations for a December rate cut shifted significantly as Fed officials debated the merits of easing versus maintaining current policy. We anticipate that financial markets will remain supported but volatile through December and into early 2026. As third quarter earnings season wraps up, corporations have continued to deliver robust revenues and earnings with a healthy outlook for next year. We expect the Federal Reserve to ease monetary policy in the coming months, which should be constructive for equities. Labor market conditions currently remain stable, though we recognize downside risks and will closely monitor leading indicators. Elevated valuations present an additional near-term risk for equities. Overall, we believe the current environment is one that warrants a neutral position to balance both financial market headwinds and tailwinds. In early November, we executed a portfolio rebalance that trimmed our overall equity allocation back to a neutral target following several months of equity market gains. We remain diversified within equities, and current portfolio positioning maintains a modest value tilt with a preference for larger companies. Our rebalance tactically increased exposure within real estate, given attractive valuations and an improving sector outlook. Within fixed income, we added to high yield to increase portfolio income and reduce core fixed income as treasury yields have declined in recent months. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.